What's up, y'all?
What up?
You ready? Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
You helping me the whole time?
Did I?
Yeah, you was like,
I was trying to crack my knuckles.
Did it again.
Were you so damn close?
Because I'm trying to be close to my wife.
You
it's
know
my
what?
Love, sweetie. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Welcome back or welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
And apparently elbows. Okay, we're throwing bows over here.
Bows.
Man.
Cadillac grill. Cadillac something. Grills. Check out the oil my Cadillac spills.
All right, so what's up, y'all? My name is Chad. I am one of your hosts here, and I am joined by my beautiful wife, Gabrielle.
You don't get to say my name, first
you
of all.
Say my name. Say
why
my name.
Why am I, like, hanging off of the
screen? I don't know why
you're
hanging off. I don't know why you are.
Guys, can I go in the bathroom?
Yes, baby.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yes,
yes, it is officially Thanksgiving because it is after midnight when we are filming this podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully you are happy.
Babe couldn't get his life together.
I'm not even going to dig into that as a response. So, hopefully you are having, if you happen to be listening to this or watching this on Thanksgiving, hopefully you've had or are having a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
If it's after, then hopefully you had
happy
a wonderful
whatever it
is. Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it's a random Tuesday, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Whatever
it is.
But jinx, Gabriel. I'm
trying to say because we didn't say it at the same time.
It was pretty much close.
No, it wasn't.
Good enough
why
for government work.
Why don't you cue the music?
I'm going to cue the music.
Okay, sheesh. We clearly don't ever need to film another podcast at 12:15 in the a.m.
Exactly.
Because this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But
all right, so this is going to be a Thanksgiving theme episode, obviously, because it's on Thanksgiving. So my question to you is, what is my favorite Thanksgiving dish? Do you know?
I mean, I'm going to say your favorite Thanksgiving dish is Nene's mac and cheese. I mean, are you mad because I guessed it right?
No, it's not, though. Okay, so this was a tricky question because it is. But
okay, give me my award now, please.
But mac and cheese is really like the Thanksgiving dish. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
She don't make it other than Thanksgiving and maybe a Christmas here and there.
You're right. So it's a toss up between that and something else.
A dessert?
No, I didn't say a dessert.
I would say probably the dressing.
Yes. That's
yeah.
Well, because dressing is like a traditional Thanksgiving food. So, you know what I'm saying? Mac and cheese, you can have that on a random Tuesday. Nobody's out here just making dressing. Is anybody out here just making dressing not on Thanksgiving? I don't think.
Stovetop is sold year round.
Stovetop does not count, okay? If your dressing consists of Stovetop, it don't count. I'm sorry.
Do you
cornbread dressing?
Do you think that white people call it stuffing and black people call it dressing?
No, I feel like there's an actual.
What do you think?
There's an actual difference.
Is there a difference?
I don't know the difference, but we're gonna get to that later. So.
Oh. We're gonna get to that later, in the next 28 minutes.
We are for real. Okay. So
that was the question. Okay.
Yes. So I will say, because you're supposed to say, well,
what's mine, sweetheart?
Jeez, come what on, is my favorite? Walk you through.
Yes, because I'm tired. What is my favorite Thanksgiving dish?
That sweet I'm potatoes. About right now? Sweet potatoes.
That's, I mean, this is a tricky one. This is a tricky one because
you can literally have
sleep you can lay down sleep tables every single day. So, what's my other?
But am I lying?
You're right. You're right. Yes, that's absolutely 100%.
I know it's absolutely my favorite. 100%.
I mean, potatoes. I can eat sweet potatoes. Give me a dash of turkey.
A dash.
A dash of turkey, and just give me nothing but sweet potatoes. I'm gonna get starched up.
All
my carbs.
And wait, but babe, though, he will have sweet potatoes and. Mashed potatoes and egg noodles, which we are not having tomorrow. I did not buy one package of egg noodles. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I think I completely erased it.
You forgot about me.
I did.
Man, I tell you what.
Will you be okay?
Man.
I'm so sorry.
Here we are. 14, 15 years in this marriage.
First of all, it's only 10.
15, 16 years in this marriage.
This might be the first time I forgot it, okay?
And
I forgot. I'm so sorry. You'll be fine.
It's a tough one.
What is your least favorite Thanksgiving food?
Probably dressing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or stuffing.
I don't know what my least favorite.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like your mom's.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but it's not like, I'm not going to go back for seconds. I'll get some the first time, I'm not going back for seconds, though.
Yeah. I'm actually making the dressing tomorrow.
So for you, I'll go back to seconds.
Well, today, later.
For you, I'll go back for seconds.
It's fine.
Because you made it.
It's fine, I don't care if you do.
Let me eat some of your dressing, girl.
What is my least favorite Thanksgiving? I want it all. I'm gonna say
mashed potatoes with noodles on top.
Well, absolutely. I definitely don't need that. Oh. I won't miss it at all.
That's why you didn't get it then.
I literally just forgot. I'm so sorry. But if it's something you eat, you ain't said nothing neither. You forgot too.
Neither.
You forgot too.
I didn't forget. Well, maybe I did forget. You reminded me though. Maybe I did forget, but now I've been reminded of what I will not be munching on tomorrow.
It's totally okay. Don't nobody need that much starch anyway.
Everybody needs that much starch.
In one dish. That's ridiculous.
All the carbs.
All of the carbs.
You got me on high carbs, first of all, macro coach.
Still.
345 carbs a day.
Still.
It's a lot. I got to get them.
Whatever. Anyway.
Now I guess I have to eat more.
So let us know, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
And your least favorite.
What could you do without, okay? I could do without potato salad. I just don't like potato salad, though. So, but that's not.
Yeah.
Potato salad has never really been a dish that we've always had for Thanksgiving anyway. But a lot of people do have it.
That's like a lunch. You can get that.
No, I feel like when I think of potato salad, I think of like Memorial Day, 4th of July, like a barbecue, summertime type situation.
Like
your
lunch had a pitch in and everybody brought potato salad.
Everybody brings potato salad.
Good job.
The potato salad, the macaroni salad, tuna salad, chicken salad.
All the
salads.
What's the one? The taco salad with no chips in it? Or no kind of like.
Oh, that's like the dip.
Yeah.
It's like dip. You take the chips and you dip it in.
But sometimes there don't be no dip or no chips.
There'll be no chips. So you just like, eat the.
Like, what am I eating here right now? Where's the actual, like.
We are delirious.
We're so tired right now.
Speaking of eating, well, maybe not, because it could probably not be our first sponsor. I really thought I had a smooth segue.
Now that she's way off base. Let's let her tell you about our first sponsor.
Shut up.
That was so good.
Shout out to our sponsors, okay? All of our sponsors, because one of them is about food, but not the first one. So the first one is about jewelry. I have talked about them multiple times on the podcast before. You guys know that I love me some Ana Luisa jewelry, okay? Mm-hmm. I love it, I love it, I love it. They have such good quality pieces. excuse you. And if you have not checked them out yet, you need to check them out. Mm-hmm. Now, so it is Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, okay? And they have really good pieces of fair-priced jewelry starting at $39, which is, like, an incredible price. Mm-hmm. And they have, you know, bracelets, rings, and earrings, and, you know, necklaces, all of the things. I am slowly building up my collection. And what's really cool about it is that they have new jewelry collections that are released every Friday. So if you guys have not checked out Ana Luisa, you need to. Again, that is A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. And you can actually take advantage of the biggest sale that they are running this year, where you can get 60% off on your second item if you go to shop.analuisa.com/makeout. So that is shop.analuisa.com/makeout. So check them out. Get you some cute pieces. Perfect for gifts, perfect for yourself.
Still got time to get gifts.
All of the things, okay? So check them out.
That's right.
As I said, we were going to get to this later. I found this Thanksgiving quiz, and it's like 10 questions of how well do you know these delicious Thanksgiving foods? See, you didn't even know that I had an actual, like, situation. See, situation. I was prepared. So, okay, number one, this is going to be a quiz for all of us because I don't know these answers either. While historic accounts vary regarding what exactly was eaten at the first Thanksgiving feast, what type of food was definitely not present in 1600s New England when pilgrims first arrived? Pumpkin, cranberries, potatoes, or corn? What's your answer?
I'm going to say pumpkin.
I'm going to say cranberries. Let's see. Potatoes.
They had no potatoes?
Apparently, potatoes are native to South America and hadn't been introduced to North America yet, and weren't established crops there until the 1700s. So there were no potatoes at the first quotation Thanksgiving feast, because we all know that that's a whole nother podcast. What they say actually happened on Thanksgiving happened. I don't believe that it did.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I feel like we have evidence that it didn't actually happen. I feel like
they had potatoes.
Anyway,
and okay. They weren't sharing potatoes.
Okay, question two. This type of food is not common on traditional Thanksgiving tables now, but probably would have been served at the first Thanksgiving meal. Seafood, tomato soup, sausages, or pancakes?
Said it wouldn't be?
It's not common now, but it would have been at the first Thanksgiving meal. I'm going to go with sausages.
I'm going to go with pancakes.
Seafood.
What?
Coastal settlements meant plenty of seafood, so especially shellfish like lobster, oysters, crabs, and mussels. So they was living it up on seafood back then.
Mm-hmm, makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it does make sense when you think about it. Okay, question number three. This Thanksgiving staple was invented in the 1950s by a Campbell Soup Company employee named Dorcas Reilly. With the hope of boosting sales of one of Campbell's products. Jellied cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, or corn pudding?
Green bean casserole.
I'm going to say jellied cranberry sauce. Green bean casserole. So, we are struggling with all of that.
I got that. I said green bean casserole.
You said sweet potato casserole.
I said green bean casserole.
I'm pretty sure you said sweet pea casserole.
Sweetheart, when you watch this podcast. When you watch this podcast back.
Did you really say green bean casserole?
That's 1 point for me, 0 for you.
I literally clicked sweet potato casserole. You got one right. Look at you. So he invented the green bean bake, as it was first called, specifically as a new way to use Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. It wasn't originally intended as a Thanksgiving favorite, but quickly became one. First of all, let's talk about it. I'm not eating no green bean casserole. Do you like green bean casserole? I feel like this is a white person's
dish.
Let
me tell you about white folks. Let
me tell you about, love some green bean casserole. Let me tell you about
my parents. And every time we would go to a Thanksgiving anything, and they would have, mom would sometimes make it, or sometimes it would just be there. And it, they would be like, it would just be like this, like, green bean.
It's just nasty.
Yuckness. With like the little like
the onion thingies. Oh my gosh! Oh my god!
And
are y'all eating green bean casserole?
If y'all eating green bean casserole, then I need you to reevaluate why you're eating.
Fun fact: cream of mushroom soup is an ingredient in the dressing. I use it in the dressing.
Yeah, but it ain't even.
It's much better in the dressing. We do have green beans, but we have green beans just. Regular green beans. My mom makes them with green beans, which is like good. Red potatoes and like the little.
I love green beans.
So it's like corn green beans.
I love green beans. Potatoes. I love casseroles. I just don't want them together.
I don't either. Like it's just something about that green bean casserole. It's like mushy and it's just.
Okay. Well, now that we've told you about some bad food, let's tell you about some good food real quick. Okay. Via our second sponsor.
Yes.
HelloFresh.
Much better segue. Yes. Shout out to HelloFresh.
Yeah. Shout out to HelloFresh. All right, so basically, what is HelloFresh? You might be like, you know, what is this? I've never used it. so with HelloFresh, you can get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So basically, holidays are hectic. We all know that. But HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out the grocery shopping and limit meal prep time so you can spend more time. It's more of the festive season with family, you know, and friends. So, you know, you don't have to worry about those the kind of meals. You kind of have everything, you know, there for you. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. They offer 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options and providing plenty of variety. They got a ton of stuff. So HelloFresh is a can't beat value. Even at full price, it's over 30% cheaper than grocery stores. And with this holiday deal, it's time to try for even less. And we've had, I mean, we have had so many good meals from HelloFresh. We've not been disappointed. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to check them out, and we want to make sure that you get a, you know, this deal. So what you can get is you can go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO. And use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. So again, that's go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Yeah, America's number one meal kit for a reason. Like they're
really good.
We've used a ton of different kits, and none of their meals has been as good as HelloFresh. So check them out.
All right, number 4.
All right.
So here we go. This is the one. Though they are often used interchangeably, what's the biggest technical difference between stuffing and dressing?
Mm.
How they are prepared, what seasonings are used, the consistency, or there is no difference?
I'm going to say consistency.
I'm going to say how they're prepared. And I would be right. So, it's really a potato-potato kind of situation. But strictly speaking, stuffing is cooked inside the turkey and used to stuff. And dressing is cooked in a separate dish and used to dress. Okay. I never even thought about that.
That's 1-1.
I don't think I've ever had a Thanksgiving meal where the turkey was actually stuffed.
I've been to some.
Have you? I've not. I don't think we don't do that. Put the dressing on the side. Interesting.
So 1-1.
1-1. Okay. Sorry, I feel like we're doing a whole lot of hacking and sneezing allergies. What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish according to a 2020 YouGov poll? Stuffing or dressing, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes. I'm going to say macaroni and cheese.
I want to say that.
But it's probably not.
I feel like people are weird. I'm going to say people said mashed potatoes.
Mm. And you would be right.
2-1, baby.
The spuds have it. When mashed up head to head with other dishes, mashed potatoes came out on top 78% of the time. Which is crazy because I literally like don't remember having mashed potatoes as a, like we always just had the sweet potatoes. You don't eat sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes? Like, but a lot of people do have mashed potatoes and
maybe you don't need them, but I need them, sweetie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, did we have mashed potatoes? Maybe we did, and I just wasn't checking for them like that. So they're not, like, the first thing that comes to me.
Sweet potatoes are sweet. Mashed potatoes are savory. Okay, so it's sweet and savory.
Are you a gravy person with your mashed potatoes? Do you have to have gravy?
No, if they're seasoned right.
You don't need the gravy.
I don't need gravy. If they're seasoned right. If they're not seasoned right, then I might need, like, some gravy.
Yeah. Are y'all, like... Is mashed potatoes like a traditional thing that you guys have? Do you also have sweet potatoes with that? Is it just me? This is weird. Anyway, okay. Question number 6. While sweet potatoes were readily available in America during the first Thanksgiving, the marshmallow-topped version wasn't popularized until much later. Who do we have to thank for this gooey addition? Mm-hmm. The French, the Turkish, the Danes, or the Peruvians? I want to say the French.
I'm going to say the Danes.
I would be correct.
2-2. French.
Ancient Egyptians were the first people to make sweet treats out of the mellow plant. But it was the French confectioners who were the first to whip the substance into the fluffy little clouds we know and love. Please don't put no marshmallows on my sweet potatoes. I don't need it.
Yeah, it's
not like not necessary. If you get the sweet potatoes good and sweet, you don't need the.
Yeah. I mean, it's not nasty on there, but it's not.
Not necessary.
I feel like it's not needed if the sweet potatoes are fire by themselves. Yeah, they don't need anything else if they're fire.
They really don't. Do y'all need the marshmallows? Or are you good without? Let us know. Okay, question number 7. What's the name of the organic compound found in turkey that many people blame for post-feast sleepiness? Is it dopamine, tryptophan?
Yeah.
Melatonin? Or glutamate?
I'm going to say it's the hard word.
Dopamine?
Tryptophan.
Hmm.
I'm saying that.
I'm going to say dopamine. I don't know.
I think dopamine's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You did.
3-2.
Tryptophan. I don't know if we're saying this right or not. Is the compound, but that's probably not the reason you feel groggy after a full plate. There's actually more tryptophan in chicken. So blame the abundance of carbs or just the overeating instead. Interesting.
Okay.
Okay, question number 8. While both the pilgrims and the indigenous tribes in North America ate pumpkins, pumpkin pie was not popularized in the U.S. for years after the first Thanksgiving. However, the early English settlers were known to make other ingenious pumpkin desserts. What was it? Roasted and sugared pumpkin slices. Cakes made with pumpkins, seeds, and fruit, a custard served in a pumpkin, or spiced pumpkin cider.
I'm going to say spiced pumpkin cider.
I'm going to say cakes made with pumpkin seeds and fruits. It was a custard served in a pumpkin.
All right, so I'm still up 3-2.
A custard made with honey and milk and then roasted in a hollowed out pumpkin sounds just as good as pumpkin pie. That's another thing you can keep. I don't need the pumpkin pie either. Just give me the sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
We don't buy pumpkin pie.
No.
Mm-mm. It's sweet potato pie. People. Let us know. Where do you stand? You on the pumpkin side or you on the sweet potato side?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you like them both.
Yeah. You sweet know. Or you pump? Pump or sweet?
Sweet or pump.
Sweet or pump. Okay.
Pump sweet.
Yeah. So, I don't really have a good segue for this at this point.
Shout out to our third sponsor.
Shout out to our third sponsor. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. So, maybe you need a game to play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe you need a game because your family
maybe
annoys
you. Maybe
you
want to talk to your family, okay?
Maybe you love them, but they talk too much, so you need a break.
Yes.
And you need to, or maybe the conversation, you know, conversations sometimes be just so bad.
It just takes a turn.
It just makes you just feel like you need to do something to challenge your brain. Mm-hmm. Well, Best Fiends right here.
They got you.
So, so we've told you about Best Fiends many times. It's a great, great game. But you know, like during the holiday season, again, if you need a break, this is a perfect game to kind of just have on your phone and to stay off social media. So you can stay off social media and still get on your phone and play a good game here. So a little bit about Best Fiends. It has it all. It's an amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of like fun puzzles. It's challenging, but it's not frustrating challenging. So you know, you go through the levels. And as I say levels, I mean levels upon levels mm-hmm. upon levels. Like there's no end to the levels, like yeah. thousands of levels, and they're adding more all of the mm-hmm. time. So let me know if you beat the game, because if you beat the game, I don't believe you, because they keep adding levels. So if you say you walk around these streets saying you beat Best Fiends.
You lie.
Yeah, you didn't beat Best Fiends. And it's really cool because if you don't have Wi-Fi, that's not a problem, because you can play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with the offline mode. So, you know, so whether your holiday, travels are taking you like, you know, somewhere off the beaten path, or if you're going, you know, you can still play the game. That's great. But yeah, I think we're on level, like, I think we're getting close to the 100. I think we're getting mm-hmm. close to the triple digits. But again, at that point, we're still in the baby stages because there's thousands of stages. But it's pretty fun. We enjoy it. And it's always a fresh challenge, you know. Whenever you pick up and start playing the game. So we would love for you to check it out. Let us know what you think. Or if you've already played it, download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. Again, download it on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Check them out.
Check them out.
All right. Question number 9. Which Thanksgiving food is an example of a cooking technique known as engastration? Buttermilk biscuits.
It's like a medical procedure.
I know, right? Deviled eggs, corn souffle, or turducken.
Like, man, bro.
I don't even know. What is turducken?
I'm not even feeling good. I had that engastration yesterday. Like, yeah, bro, I can't even meet you out, bro.
Engastration.
I had the engastration yesterday. Like, it don't even sound like a
it
good thing.
No.
Man, you feel good?
What is turducken?
Turducken?
Alexa. What is turducken?
Tarragon, also known as estragon, is a species of perennial herb in the sunflower family. It is widespread in the wild across much of
America. I don't feel like that's not... Okay, thank you. Thanks, Alexa. Okay. Yeah, well. Hey, Alexa. Thanks. Stop. What's your guess? I'm going to say buttermilk biscuits.
Deviled eggs.
Okay. It's the turducken.
It's that rare species that Alexa spoke of.
Engastration is when one animal is cooked or prepared in the gastric tract of another. Just Ooh. Like a turducken. I've been saying it wrong. Turducken. Turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken.
Who is out here stuffing?
Wait. Turducken?
Y'all shoving meats and meats and meats?
Yes, quite often people are stuffing meats.
Like, you got one meat, you shove the meat in there, and then you're like, you know, let's put another one in there.
Turducken.
What?
It's just like it sounds. Turkey, duck, and chicken. Turducken. Has anybody ever had turducken?
Because
to me, it just sounds unnecessary.
It sounds way...
like, why would you ever need turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken?
Like, why do you need that?
Like, I mean, I guess it's the same as having like a meat lover's pizza. Like, you just want all the meats. Like, Arby's, we have the meats. That's weird.
I ain't never heard that. I ain't never. If I walked into a party and they got a turducken, like, man, hey, grab me some duck. I'm like, bro, it's just a turkey. No, it's inside.
Oh, this is what it looks like. It's a picture. It just looked like a mess. I don't even understand the point of that.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like it.
Okay, well, final question.
And you got to get this or you lose because it's 3-2.
Okay, which U.S. state raises the most turkeys according to data from the USDA? Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Virginia, or Minnesota? I'm going to say... Ooh, Nebraska or Minnesota? I'm going to go with Nebraska.
I'm going to say...
I'm going to let you get this right. You don't know the answer.
I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
Minnesota.
You lose.
It's Minnesota. The land of 10,000 lakes led the pack in 2020 with 40 million turkeys raised.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of turks.
So now you know 10 Thanksgiving food facts that you probably didn't know before today.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for some conversation, maybe you can ask your family these questions to see if they know them.
Or you can just play Best Fiends.
Or you can just play this podcast and let us read the questions and y'all Boom. Can all listen together. How about that? Okay. Mind blown.
Man.
Okay. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. Yes. Hopefully you have a wonderful time. If you are hanging out with family, if you're hanging out with anybody, if you are not hanging out with anybody and maybe the holidays are harder for you, maybe you're grieving, maybe you just don't care for holidays, you are in our thoughts and prayers. Absolutely. And we pray that you make the most of the day however you see fit.
That's right. Get you some good food regardless of what it is. Yes, like get you whatever something. You love. Like yeah. And enjoy that.
And anybody out there, if you don't do like traditional Thanksgiving food, like I'm always curious, you know, the people who don't do the traditional, like, what do you typically eat? Like, is it something else that you do every Thanksgiving that's not typical, or do you just switch it up? And all of our international peeps that aren't celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thursday or whatever day, okay? Exactly. You're listening to this. So we love y'all. Please take the time to rate and review the podcast. We would love that. Let us know how you enjoy it.
Yes, and keep up with us on Twitter, Let's Make Our Pod, Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube, Let's Make Our Podcast. You know, subscribe to the channel. If you've not, thumbs up the video, share it, let people know.
Yeah.
And we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we are thankful for you.
For you, absolutely.
Whoever listens, whoever watches, we are thankful.
We love y'all.
So we appreciate you.
So enjoy the day. Don't spend up all your money this weekend.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.
We did it.
We did it.
Told you. Don't be sure.
All right. Bye, y'all.